Welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live. We are looking at an ugly day in the markets on this Monday, with the Dow now down more than 400 points. The Nasdaq, the biggest laggard on the day, down about 2.5% here as we see a rotation out of tech. And Jared, I know you've been watching the market action very closely here. Facebook just getting hit today, not just because of the tech sell-off, but because of the news that's been coming out, particularly around this whistleblower.
Yes, and I'm going to add a third thing to that list, which is that Instagram and Facebook are suffering outages. As many as 20,000 people reported this on Down Detector. Anytime that happens, you'll see the stock take a small hit. But let's go to the Wi-Fi Interactive, because this is a big one. Facebook down over 5% doesn't happen that often. It's the biggest hit this stock has taken since late October of last year. So almost the worst day in 1 year. And I think the woes for tech in general today, and especially the mega caps, as you noted, a lot of these other stocks in the NASDAQ 100 are red or dark red. That's something to it. But the whistleblower commentary, somebody who comes forward and names themselves as a whistleblower, they put a face to that. Suddenly, the story gets ratcheted up in the national conscience. And I think there is something to be said for that story leading to the negative price action, or at least contributing to part of it that we're seeing today. In general, we're seeing a bad day for tech. So let's check in on the semiconductor space, seeing a lot of weakness there in NVIDIA, one of the leaders in that space. That stock is down 5%, Applied Materials down over 3%. And seeing something similar in software. We're seeing Adobe down 4%, Atlassian over 3.5%, CrowdStrike's that cybersecurity firm down 5%. So I've been tracking the weakness in not only semiconductors, but also software over the last week or two. That's when they started rolling over, and that's just continuing. And it kind of feeds into the bond market here. I'm going to go over to the 10-year T-note yield and just get an update on what's happening today. We saw it up as many as 3 basis points earlier. It's up 1 basis point now, but that usually lights a fire under the value stocks, energy and financials. And the stocks that take a backseat are those growth stocks. So a couple more screens here. I do want to check out the banking sector. And this is the energy, so we'll get to banking in a minute. Exxon is up more than 1%. By the way, crude oil, I'm looking at it, it is up 3% to the highest level that we've seen since 2014. I'll be doing a deep dive on the energy market at 2:30 p.m. today. And as promised, I do want to check out the banking sector before we go. So that has slipped. A lot of these stocks slipped into the red. JP Morgan down just slightly. But on this burst here, close to the open, it did record a record high, one of the few that I saw today. So interesting sector action. I will leave it to that. And you can see only energy and utilities now in the green, Akiko.
Yeah, and speaking of energy, of course, that getting a bump from what we've heard from OPEC Plus, that they're going to be sticking to the agreement to pump out 400,000 barrels per day in November.